to truly understand the need for discipline, you must understand why you're building, strengthening your discipline. You must know what you're up against, what you're fighting, and that fight is against sin. And what is the base component of sin? Selfishness. And selfishness requires control, not self-control. It's the evil desire that wants you in charge. In Mark chapter 7, Jesus was talking about that what goes into a man is not what makes him unclean, but what comes out of him. Because what goes into him doesn't go into his heart, meaning his soul, but into his stomach and then out of the body. It's what comes out of the man that makes the man unclean. Reading from the King James, this is what comes out of a man's heart. Evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, or lewd behavior, a sexual depravity, or some type of a sexual act done in an offensive way. An evil eye, that's that look that basically you're hoping evil befalls that person. You're hoping something bad happens to them. Blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all of these evil things come from within and defile the man. It's the evil desire that wants you in charge. And this desire comes in two forms of victimization, willing and unwilling. Willing victimization is when the victimization is consensual, sexual immorality, drunkenness, drugs. And the more willing the person or persons are to committing these acts, the more deplorable the acts become. Excessive drinking to the point of unconsciousness, overdosing on drugs to the point of death, and engaging in sexual acts that literally animals do not engage in. And today, not only are these actions not discouraged, but are being praised and even championed as rights. The second kind of victimization is unwilling, at least on the part of the person on the receiving end. And the more selfish the victimizer, the more heinous the acts become. Brutal beatings, torture, violent rapes, and savage murders, including literally ripping apart live babies limb from limb and then crushing and pulling out the skull and calling it choice. The greater the selfishness, the greater the desire to exert control, and the more brutal the results. Serial killers, some of the most selfish of all, commit some of the most horrible acts of violence, and not all do it secretly, trying to avoid the law, like Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer. Some do it right out in the open. Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, the abortion industry. Hitler is credited with being one of the greatest mass murderers in all of human history, with 6 million Jews and 3 million others killed in concentration camps. But compared to the abortion industry and the 60 million killed in this country alone, Hitler was an amateur. True discipline is selfless. Instead of taking, it requires giving. It's submitting yourself and what you have for a greater purpose, the exact opposite of selfishness and control. Finally, discipline requires obedience to what the Lord says, and the truest form of obedience is obeying Him without necessarily knowing or understanding why. When something is explained to you, you aren't so much obeying as accepting the facts as to what the person wants and why. You might not agree with them, but you at least understand where they are coming from. True obedience, on the other hand, is obeying by faith. I'm not talking about mindless obedience to humans. I'm talking about obeying the Lord by faith, that what He said in the Bible and what He says in your heart are the right things to do, even if your desires are telling you differently. It's believing that the Lord is in control and that His plan is perfect, no matter what happens. Not self-denial, which is giving up physical things, but denying self, which is giving up spiritual control, is the most difficult discipline to master. But if we faithfully call on Him, not cry out on some emotional whim, but truly seek His guidance, He will be faithful and teach us. Those who train to win an earthly medal do so faithfully and passionately. Their training is not a part of their life, but is their life. If we do the same for the Lord, He will coach us and He will train us. Make the Lord and salvation for others your passion, and you will find your true purpose in life.